Hey, it's Nicola with COVID-19 facts first. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is very happy to report this morning that it appears we're getting on top of the spread of COVID-19.
I'm very pleased to report that we have zero cases. This is absolutely tremendous effort. So our total still sits at 1,019. And if we can keep this up over the coming weeks, I'm sure that that's going to mean that we'll be able to make some changes and ease some of those restrictions on the population.
738 people have recovered, while the Sunshine Coast now only has 13 active COVID-19 infections. It's back to school, or in most cases, homeschool for students across the Sunshine Coast today, with just 10% actually expected to head back to the classroom. They're the children of essential workers, with the state government asking all other parents to homeschool for at least the first 5 weeks of term two. Well, as the global community races to develop a vaccine for COVID-19, we're being told we might never be successful. The global death toll from the virus has passed 164,000, with more than 2.3 million people now infected. Aussie immunologist and former Australian of the Year, Professor Ian Fraser, has told Nine, rushing the vaccine through won't help anyone.
Well, we could try and shortcut the process and cut out some of the safety testing, but the risk then is that we end up with a vaccine like some of the ones that were developed for SARS, where the vaccine actually makes the risk of getting sick greater rather than less.
And the Treasurer insists privacy will be respected as questions surround the government's COVID-19 tracing app. It's designed to alert people if they've come in contact with a coronavirus case and speed up the contact tracing process. Josh Frydenberg telling Nine he understands there are some concerns, but says the app is for health purposes only.
We've taken very seriously the privacy and the security related issues. As you know, Singapore has rolled out such an app, and we want to see that digital handshake be traced so that lives and livelihoods can be protected.